Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Tuesday, May 9th. They legit just changed this script on me, so we'll try to do it. An 86-year-old male on Carnival Dream was medevaced by the Coast Guard over the weekend for ingesting a battery and experiencing gastrointestinal side effects. The ship was sailing 50 miles off the coast of Texas when the Coast Guard received a call requesting rescue. The guest was airlifted by an MH-65 Dolphin helicopter and flown to the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, where he was deemed to be in stable condition. It's unknown if there will be a charge. And another week, another overbooked Royal Caribbean cruise. The line has oversold another sailing on Allure of the Seas, this time the May 14th departure that was less than a week away. The affected cruise is a 7-night Western Caribbean voyage from Texas. Notified guests can either move their booking to a similar sailing on Voyager of the Seas and receive a full refund plus onboard credit. They can move their booking to a later Allure of the Seas sailing or just cancel and say, screw it, get that 100% future cruise credit and a refund. Guests also have the option to keep the booking as is if there's still room on the ship. If you're keeping track at home, this is the 7th time in the past 6 months that this has happened. And Carnival's upcoming ship, Carnival Venezia, will feature a new Italian restaurant called Il Viaggio, which means the voyage. Menu items represent different regions around Italy, so guests can take a trip around the world while they're eating their meal. Offerings will include house-made cheese, jumbo shrimp scampi, chicken parmesan pizza, mile-high gelato pie, and tiramisu. The specialty restaurant will cost $42 for adults and $10 for kids. Venezia starts sailing from New York City on June 15th, following her transatlantic voyage from Barcelona. And cruise line stocks were up on Monday. Carnival Corporation up 6%, 10.61. Royal Caribbean up 3.6%, 78.35, and Norwegian up 1%, 14.26. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at patreon.com/cruiseradio.